A rocket was successfully launched from Poker Flat north of Fairbanks over the weekend. Saturday night's flight was part of a multi-university project aimed at understanding the effect of the Northern Lights on global positioning systems and other radio signals. Principal Investigator Steve Powell of Cornell University says satellite data indicated an intense stream of charged particles from the sun heading toward the Earth, and the aurora did not disappoint.
Even before the sun set, amazing as it seemed, we began to see the aurora. This is right, you know, above Fairbanks, and which is really highly unusual.
Powell says the tricky part was deciding when to launch. He says success hinged on going up while the aurora was in the rocket's trajectory above the Yukon Flats.
We know we wanted it to be roughly positioned, the aurora positioned over Fort Yukon, but if we had waited until it got to Fort Yukon, then when the rocket caught up to it, the aurora would have probably shifted past that. So we have to kind of project ahead.
The timing worked out. The 46-foot-high two-stage rocket flew an arcing path through the aurora 200 miles above the Earth's surface during its 10-minute flight. Powell says antennas and sensors deployed took measurements and radioed their signals to receivers on the ground. He says the data quality is excellent and will be analyzed to improve GPS signals.
To apply toward computer modeling of the upper atmosphere and the ionosphere so that we can better understand this interaction between all that energy that comes from the sun, the charged particles, and how, say, signals coming from space satellites that travel through the atmosphere down to the users on the ground, such as GPS users, how they're affected by these interesting events, such as aurora and at other times when a lot of energy comes from the sun and interacts with the Earth's magnetic field.
Powell says the models will be used to develop GPS programs that compensate for errant signals or warn users about them. He says it's important as people increasingly rely on GPS and an 11-year solar cycle peaks. The project was the only scheduled launch from Poker Flat this season. Poker Flat is operated by the University of Alaska Fairbanks for NASA.